Taylor is a home builder and contractor who's originally from Atlanta. He came here in 1998 to help develop Palencia in St. John's County. He was recruited away by another company.
Back in the boom days, I was recruited from a firm out of Atlanta called McCarr Homes. McCarr Homes wanted to start a home building division here in town. Because I had been in home building before in Atlanta, they said, we'd like for you to start a division here, and gave me a great opportunity, and I took that in 2005. Went out and secured a bunch of property for them to start their business here, and we were in three neighborhoods getting ready to start going vertical with construction. And then the owner came down and realized the market was falling out. So we decided to shut down the business within the first year of starting it. Subsequently, he transferred me to Atlanta to run the Atlanta division, and I worked there for 2.5 years, and then the market continued to decline, and I moved back to Jacksonville during that period of time.
The decline of the home building market was not a surprise to the real estate industry. For many, it was a disaster that occurred in slow motion, the way that time slows down in the seconds before an auto accident.
We realized that when we saw a lot of for sale signs popping up in neighborhoods, brand new neighborhoods, and what we found from research was that a lot of investors were buying these single family homes to flip in turn. And then they couldn't do that because there was so much inventory on the market. So we were very fortunate just to get out of the market before it got even worse. And what I mean by that is we didn't have any vertical assets underway.
Mike took a job doing business development for a construction company in Jacksonville. His clients were the developers of apartments and other multifamily units throughout the Southeast.
We saw success from 2008 to 2010 because we had a lot of projects that were under construction, and we were interviewing other developers, trying to get more business. That was the role that I played. And we secured about 5 projects that were getting ready to start. But what happened in probably 2010 was the banking fiasco kind of hit the skids pretty hard. Developers that we were courting put the projects on hold. In April of 2011, I left that company. We just had any projects that were started.
Mike returned to what he knew best, which was construction, and formed a small business doing home remodeling and insurance repairs.
I'm a third-generation home builder, so I've had a lot of hands-on experience coming up in the family building single-family homes. Having the skill set and knowledge of what I developed over 25 years in this business, it was a natural thing for me to jump into.
Mike's contacts proved useful.
Our business is developed based on reputation. When I jumped out on my own, a lot of my close friends knew of people wanting to add on to their houses, add on to their commercial properties and whatnot. So that's how I got started, is just through word of mouth.
In 2013, when this interview was first done, Mike Taylor thought that he wasn't likely to be an employee of someone else again.
Having a small business has got its challenges, but it's very rewarding. We'll be 12 months into it, and we're seeing a good success. Hopefully this will be a long-term career for me.
The restoration company didn't work out for Mike Taylor. He went back to building custom high-end homes for a developer in South Florida. He's not certain whether he wants to own a business again, but he's confident of the value of his skills and experience in home building. This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.